Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. I've been looking at Nehemiah and thinking about what he did and how he acted and how he solved a problem that nobody else seemed to be able to solve. He first started off being very concerned about what he should be concerned about, the honor of Almighty God and the walls that were broken down from a city. You'd think he wouldn't care because he has a cushy job, a job that everybody else would want as the food taster for the king. After he allowed this problem to bother him, he went to God and he prayed this way in verse 7 of the first chapter. He said, "We have acted very corruptly against you and have not kept the commandments, the statutes, and the rules that you commanded your servant Moses." It's interesting to me that Nehemiah was confessing the sins of the people and he wasn't even there with the people. Good leaders are sensitive to the fact that when people sin, it's us that sins, not just you that sins, not just me that sins. Those who are part of the body of Christ are exactly that. They're part of a body. And when the finger doesn't operate right, or the toe doesn't operate right, or the knee doesn't operate right, that affects the whole body. What we need to do is get the whole body in line with what's right. Nehemiah was genuinely bothered by the fact that people were walking by this wall every day and allowing the wall to stay in a state of disrepair. He was bothered by the fact that God's reputation was being hurt by the fact that people became complacent about the evil that was around them, the obvious problem that wasn't being corrected. Then he took it a step further and actually confessed the sins of the people on behalf of the people. Nehemiah was a man who loved God, loved his people, and acted as if he loved God and loved his people. He was even willing to go out and risk his job, his livelihood, his reputation with the king in order to have a part in these people's lives. It's important for us to realize, if we're in any leadership position at all, that we should allow the things that should bother us to bother us. Secondly, we need to be able to confess the sins of our people, and not just the sins of them, but join them in the confession process, lead them in the confession process. The sins that are going on in our culture are because we are a part of the culture as well, and we need to step up to the plate and own what we need to own so that we can go where we need to go. This is Dave Wager with the leadership team of Relate365.com. A division of SilverBirchRanch.org on the campus of NicolaiBibleInstitute.org. I invite you to visit these websites and see what we're up to.